Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Welcome back. We are...
Season,
I don't know. Episode, I don't know.
I think this is season 5.
Woof.
Yikes.
It's been a minute.
It's been a while.
So, we are back.
Season 4? I don't know. I guess I should have checked.
On location in beautiful Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, for another episode of Saleh Family Speaks. It's only 1 year removed since our last episode, so
yeah.
Season whatever it is, it's, you know.
Season whatever it is.
Used to be back in the day when you watch TV.
Okay, but wait, people are like, why are you in Malaysia? What happened?
You have to go back and watch those videos.
They missed a chapter.
You got to go back and...
Okay, but there's a lot of people on here that don't follow us on YouTube. They're just following us on Spotify.
So. Well, you're going to have to get a YouTube account and check that out.
Welcome to Saleh Family Speaks.
Hey, I'm Sana.
And I'm Mohammed William.
And we are
the Saleh Family.
We are social media influencers, content creators, and we own multiple online businesses. We seem to have a lot to say when it comes to just about anything. We are a mixed culture Muslim couple from Canada, and we're always asked about how our lives intertwine with the world around us.
This podcast is all about learning to live, love, and laugh in a way that may have you rolling on the floor or throwing your phone at the wall. No topic is off the table. Religion, culture, love life, and everything in between. So get ready and grab a big old cup of chai.
I mean,
Let's rewind.
First, let me just say, I don't normally sound like this.
Yeah.
I feel like somebody made pancake batter and left it out overnight. And then while I was sleeping, poured it into my sinuses.
Oh, that's a nice visual. Yeah, very nice. Oh, that's a lovely visual.
You should get the visual of me trying to get it out.
That's so gross. Okay, the last episode we did, you guys, was February 13th, 2023.
So let's go back to that point.
It's been over a year.
Let's go back to that point. Why have we been away? Well, okay, so February 16th, it was one of the most amazing days of our lives.
We had our son. We birthed a child.
Yeah, well.
And then we disappeared because...
I didn't really do too much birthing.
Well, you didn't, but I did that.
I was there.
Yeah, I birthed the baby. So if you guys missed a chapter and you have no idea why we have not been active on our podcast, it's because we had a baby.
Yep.
And nobody knew about it.
Yeah, we managed to keep it a secret through our vlogging in Mexico while we were there.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody knew you were pregnant.
Yep. We kept it a secret the whole 9 months.
And then everybody was super shocked and surprised.
Yeah, and then we disappeared from our podcast like we normally do. We usually disappear for about a year and then we come back hard and then we're consistent. So let's try to keep it consistent.
Okay. Yeah, well, this time we've actually got a pretty solid lineup of guests. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think we'll be okay.
Yeah.
But so let's get to it. So we had our son in February. We went back home in April to British Columbia. Yeah. We got to spend some time with the family. Then we went to Alberta, Calgary, where
where my sister
siblings reside. Yeah. And a bit of time there. We came back home. And then we left for a month.
Where did we go?
Lebanon, Jordan, Palestine, Dubai, Saudi.
Yeah, that was a busy trip. So most of that trip was, we were on a humanitarian trip with HCI Canada, an amazing charity that we are currently working with, have been working with for years.
Yep.
And we went to go and fundraise for refugees.
Yep, it was amazing. We got to go to the largest Palestinian refugee camp in Lebanon.
Yeah, in southern Lebanon, by the way.
Southern Lebanon. We got to go to a Syrian refugee camp, Palestinian refugee camp, and Syrian refugee camp. And we got to definitely get a bit of a shock for us, for our kids, what living is like, you know, having previously gone to refugee camps in Syria. I was a bit accustomed, or at least had that in my mind.
It was definitely a shock.
It was like, here you are. This is the reality.
It was
right?
A straight up tent city. And
but that was
heartbreaking,
the nice one.
To see how many kids were there. Yeah,
that was the nice camp with the tents.
Yeah.
When we went to the like apartment complex.
Yeah.
Where the streets are this wide, electrical wires are right here, and the water's drizzling.
The refugee
through them.
Camps, so there's different types. When you hear refugee camp,
automatically
you think tents, right? The refugee camp that we visited in Lebanon was a Palestinian refugee camp, and many of those people were expelled from Palestine in 1948. Yeah. And originally it started off as tents.
Yeah.
And then they were only given how much of a square...
I can't remember.
I think it was like 2 kilometers.
It's like
of land.
1 or 2 square kilometers, and there were 63,000 people living in. Because it's just apartment stuck to an apartment to an apartment.
They built it up, but it's like it's built up in such a way that it's so unsafe.
Yeah.
There's thousands, literally thousands of wires exposed and sewage water falling on the wires. Mm-hmm. They were telling us that on average, there's like 10 people that die every year just from electrical. Yeah.
Heartbreaking. It was definitely heartbreaking.
And all those people that are in those refugee camps are descendants
yep.
of Absolutely.
Refugees.
And then from that point, we went to Jordan. You got sick.
Very
we didn't
sick.
Get to do much there, but we were only there for a couple of days. And then we went to Palestine. Alhamdulillah, we got to go to Masjid Al-Aqsa.
Best experience.
We got to spend some amazing time, you know, in prayer. And it was just an overall phenomenal experience. And we got to visit some displaced people as well in the West Bank. Mm-hmm. We're going to try to summarize this so it's not too much.
Yeah.
But all of this stuff we've covered in previous videos. And you guys can swing back and check that out. From that point, we finished up the humanitarian trip and we decided that we were going to check out Dubai as a potential place to live. So we
stayed there for
traveled
a few
to
weeks.
Dubai. Then we were like, hey, wait a second. We're so close to Saudi. Why don't we do Umrah?
Yeah.
So
that was your first time going to
My first
Saudi.
Time. Your
My second.
Okay. So you've been for Hajj and you've been for Umrah before.
I did Umrah before my Hajj. So it's the same. It's the same trip.
Okay.
It's basically my second time there.
Gotcha. Okay. But so you've been. For me, it was the first. The kids...
First.
Phenomenal experience. One Jumu'ah we prayed in Masjid Al-Aqsa.
Yeah.
Then the next week we were in Masjid Al-Haram.
That was amazing.
And obviously we went to Masjid Al-Nabawi after that. Phenomenal. Just an incredible...
Short trip. Very short trip though.
But very short trip, very rewarding, very beneficial. Mm-hmm. The kicker part is that you saved us thousands and thousands of dollars by booking the entire Umrah trip yourself.
DIY'd.
You DIY'd
we looked
the whole
into,
trip.
Yeah, we looked into packages and it's just outrageous.
I talked with an agent, remember?
Yeah,
so the family that we were with in Palestine, amazing people. I love them, miss them very much actually. They were actually going for Umrah.
Yeah.
So we're like, well, let's try to hook up and we'll go together. Yeah. It just didn't quite work out. I think the last night we were there, they showed up and
it
was rough for them with the time wise and everything. But I was speaking with his agent and quoted me $7,000.
Canadian, right?
Yeah, from Dubai to the flights to Saudi, the train, like everything transportation.
Combined.
Yeah. And then you got it for, you remember?
$4,000.
So I saved $3,000 all in round trip from Dubai, hotels, accommodations, food.
For all of us. All of us.
And for the same duration.
Yeah, it was
because
good.
It's all we had for time.
Yeah.
So we did that. Was
Amazing.
Phenomenal as a family, being able to do, you know, we made tawaf, you had Yusuf on you sleeping, the whole tawaf, the whole Safa and Marwa, he was sleeping on you, Zainab was on my shoulders.
We did it really late, we did it like 12 a.m.
It was like 11 is when we started.
Yeah, I think we ended it at like 2, 3 a.m.
Yeah, but it was perfect, we were so close to the Kaaba.
The sun wasn't super hot.
Well, there was no sun.
Sorry,
it was
no.
In the middle of the night.
I meant like the weather was not. It wasn't. It was nice.
It was very bearable.
Like it was bearable. So
yeah, the kids had an amazing time. They did the whole thing. Amina, every moment.
She did every step, man. That kid
Zainab did stuff on my shoulders.
Yeah, mashallah.
Which was
tiring. For
tiring,
you.
Yeah. But alhamdulillah, that was amazing. So then we came home.
Yeah.
And then we hung out for about a month. Then we were like, oh, let's go to Spain.
Then we
went to Spain. Why did we go to Spain?
So we went to Spain with a friend of mine. She owns a company. It's called Sisters Getaway. And it's basically a group of Muslim sisters that get together a few times a year and do retreats together.
Mm-hmm.
Very intimate settings. And
no men.
No men. And this
I didn't stay at the place. We had an Airbnb.
Yeah, we had a separate place. But this is like next level retreat. Like this is not like your typical vacation. You go on these retreats and you get to do group activities like they did. Leatherworking, they did creative writing, dhikr sessions, hiking together, like really unique. And the bonds that these sisters
And also we got to go to Granada.
Yeah, we went to Granada.
Which we got to go to the Alhambra
Palace.
Palace, I guess it is, which was pretty
amazing.
Pretty
cool. It's pretty amazing to see what Muslims did so many years ago.
And what we're incapable of doing in today's day and age.
You look back at that and it's like the artistic architecture of that entire palace. It's unreal. And I kept staring at it. I was like, how did they do this back in the day? It's not like they had like laser printing machines, like all by hands.
Yeah.
Unreal. Right. So if you have a chance, guys, to go to Spain, highly recommend it. It's definitely like a place you got to go at least once.
And the weather was beautiful.
We got lucky.
It was so beautiful.
It was perfect
the whole time we were there. And we were there for like a week.
Yeah.
I think about a week.
I think a little over a week.
And obviously, for those of you that know, is that the southern parts of Spain were under Muslim rule for about 800 years.
Yeah.
And so you have that Muslim flair everywhere you go, including in this tiny little village. What was the town called that we stayed in?
Orgeva.
And I mean, there was like 3 halal restaurants.
I know, it was so random. I tell you this, like when he says village, he's not exaggerating. It's literally like one street and like houses that kind of stem. And the roads, oh my God. Okay, let me just preface this by saying Will is an extraordinarily talented driver. Because I think I'm good at driving. I cannot drive in Spain, man. Yeah. The roads...
Yeah,
literally, I had many heart attacks.
At points, there was maybe an inch on either side of the car.
Oh my God.
I don't even know if you're supposed to drive in.
It's not like a little bit of space. It's like a whole street that.
And then you got to turn, and then, there's somebody coming.
Yeah, if someone comes,
you got to backtrack. All the way up, yeah. It was fun.
Wow.
It was fun.
You thought it was fun. It was
a rental car. I didn't really care if I scratched it, to be honest.
You didn't scratch it.
Well, there was... No.
No, I think you did good.
Didn't scratch it.
It was
all
good.
In all.
So anyway, we got back from Spain. That was in October, November.
Then we were like, you know what? It's cold. Well, you know what? We did RIS first.
We did speak about that.
We had our booth, Lala Hijabs, at RIS.
Yeah.
Which was
a bunch of you guys.
Amazing. Yeah, saw so many of you guys. Got to listen to Yasir Qadi.
Omar Suleiman.
Yasir Qadi was
sitting on the same panel. They were.
Was it?
I'm pretty sure.
That was like in 2019.
Wait a second. No, I swear he was there. Wasn't he?
No, I don't know.
Okay, maybe that was Omar Suleiman.
Regardless,
I know
it was Omar Suleiman.
We've been to that.
Hamza Yusuf was there as well. We didn't get to catch that.
No.
But that was fun. We were like, don't like the cold.
Don't like the cold.
So what did we do?
So we literally looked at each other. We're like, let's peace out.
Well, yeah. So we actually connected with our dear brothers, dear family at Hosna Vacations.
Mm.
And we decided that we were going to go to the Dominican Republic, somewhere we've never been. We went to a Nickelodeon resort. And obviously, guys, if you don't know, kind of like Sisters Getaway, the family at Hosna Vacations, they purchased the entire resort for the 3-4 days that everybody was there. They went in prior to our arrival. They cleaned out all the kitchens. They brought in hundreds and thousands of pounds of halal food. Shout out to Ali in Chicago, who was one of the suppliers of the beef in the Dominican.
And they also, let's preface this by saying, they get rid of the alcohol.
There's no alcohol, there's no drunk people, there's no...
The whole resort, other than the staff, is Muslim.
Yeah.
Really cool concept.
Yeah.
Really, really cool
and
concept.
And they didn't want us to leave.
Yeah.
They were so, the staff there, they were so just glad to have us because there's no fights, there's no arguments,
there's no
people leaving trash. Everybody's cleaning up
after
themselves.
Kind.
The manners and the conduct and how we
were doing like daily prayers together as a congregation. Like it was such a cool experience.
I'll tell you that when you're standing for the Fajr Salah, as the day is slightly getting brighter, and we're on a deck, and then down there is
the beach,
and then the ocean is there, and when you have that warm breeze hitting you in the face. As the imam, which they brought in specifically for the salah and for the constant, you know, the reminders and the programs.
From Calgary, I believe.
Sheikh Dili.
Yeah.
Yeah. Incredible. Incredible.
So big shout out to Hassan and Asif, the brothers that...
You're going to leave Nabila out of this?
Huh? Nabila too. Sorry.
So it's very much a family.
They're amazing. The whole family is incredible.
Yeah.
Like they put so much heart and soul into it. And as Muslims, we're always looking for stuff like that. And for there to be an option like what they have come up with.
So do check it out, guys. They are, I believe, going back to Punta Cana, Dominican Republic, to the same place this coming January, December. I'm not sure on the dates, but
I believe it's January.
You can check it out.
Yeah.
100% would recommend it to anybody. Phenomenal experience. Yeah. And I will just kind of preface that one thing by saying, you know, some people, I've heard people complain, oh, it's expensive, and it's not, because those same people went to the Dominican Republic, even some of them, the same locations, and they're like, man, I wish we would have went with Hosna.
Yeah.
You pay a little bit more, but obviously there's a lot more involved than you just showing up at a Sandals resort.
You can literally eat anything. You go to any part of the resort.
And it was all inclusive.
It was all inclusive. Every single part of the resort, you can eat something at.
Yep. And there was like so many everything. Restaurants to go to, yeah. like here, there.
Yeah. And some were better than others, obviously. Like yeah. it depends on your preference and taste. And we found ones that had a really delicious food and yeah, it was good.
And we made some incredible friendships.
Yeah, we did.
It was amazing.
It was good.
It was amazing.
And then literally 3 weeks after we got back, we packed up and went to Dubai.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which was the stop-off point to get to where we are now in Malaysia for the purpose of finding our home.
Yes.
Our home, not away from home, but our home of homes.
A home of homes. So you guys probably, if you're listening to this on Spotify, have never really heard us talk about making a big move. Mm. We've maybe discussed that we don't want to raise our kids in Canada anymore, but like we made this decision really quick because from the time that we did our last season until now, we've witnessed the genocide of the Palestinians. And that started in October, right when we had gone to Spain.
Yeah, the same day we left.
It's been about 6 months now. And that really was one of the big pushes to remind us of why Canada is just not the place to be. Mm-hmm. And we made the conscious choice to like kind of do a mini hijra, I guess, if you want to call that, yeah. call it that. That's yeah. what we're doing right now, is escaping and, you know, going to a better place where we can practice our religion and support a government and an economy that's not supporting and funding a genocide. So yeah. that's where we're at right now. And alhamdulillah, like we're going back home in a few weeks and we're basically going to be turning back around again. So
yes. So we have solidified our
plans.
Visa situation to be able to move to Malaysia, alhamdulillah. And we are absolutely looking forward to it. We've made so many connections since we've been here.
So many friends. Good people we've met here.
It's unreal.
Yeah. And the funny thing is we made this choice, this conscious choice while we were still in Canada. And it's like Allah opened all these doors for us. And you said that to me because it felt like doors were closing.
Did you hear that, guys?
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
You said that to me.
I said it.
You said something. And
what did I say, though? You can't just say I said something.
Okay, you said when one door closes, another one opens. And I feel like Allah has opened so many doors mm-hmm. for us since we made the choice to leave Canada.
Yep.
And we've made all these brand new friendships and connections with people. And we just feel a grip from Malaysia. 100%. Like, we feel like this is where we're meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's been unreal.
And, you know, so far, being here for, what, a month now, roughly?
We came here in... Yeah, a little over a month.
So there's nothing that I would say that I'm unhappy with. You know what I mean? Things are different, obviously.
Definitely.
Depending where you go, mm-hmm. it's going to be upscale. It's going to be not upscale. You know, the grocery stores are going to be different. The food's mm-hmm. going to be different.
But amenities are amazing.
Yeah, all in all, I mean, it's just such a perfect fit for us as a family, for us as Muslims, mm-hmm. for us as people who... again, are witnessing a genocide take place. And interestingly enough, and I was listening to this just the other day, is that when we look at the Holocaust, mm-hmm. right, no one really knew mm-hmm. until after it had happened. Whereas this is taking place and we're seeing it happen every day.
Yeah.
Every day we're seeing it happen. It's for 6 months.
We're witnessing it firsthand.
Yep.
And the crazy thing is the world has turned a blind eye and it's made us realize, like, it doesn't matter where you are in the world.
No.
If this is happening to you and people aren't taking any notice.
The world has failed.
The world has failed.
People have failed.
Humanity has failed.
Yeah. First and foremost, not to blame the Western nations. Mm. First and foremost on the Muslim nations. We have failed
Absolutely.
Our own people, our own selves.
Ummah. Yeah.
You know, and then obviously next in line to that is the people who claim to be promoters of peace and democracy yeah. and freedom in the
and
world.
The UN.
And then they are allowing and facilitating
yeah.
this to happen. That'll be on another podcast, guys.
We're going to do an entire episode
that.
On Gaza and yeah. Palestine.
And that'll be coming
very
pretty
shortly.
Quick, probably
yeah.
like roughly around
and
the...
And one thing we want to mention is we actually, while we were here in Malaysia, we traveled to Turkey mm-hmm. and met with survivors of the genocide, mm-hmm. children that had been severely injured.
Amputations, third-degree burns.
Yeah. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Heartbreaking. Kids literally are kids' age.
Yep.
Like Yusuf's age, a little boy that we met with no leg.
Yep.
I'll never forget that boy's face. But we're currently fundraising for these children. We're currently fundraising for providing meals in Gaza. So, yeah, definitely check that out as well.
they're over here. Yeah. Talking to me.
Yeah.
We're still new to this whole podcasting thing, guys, and this whole social media thing. We haven't quite figured out yet.
Well, because we never used to do video before. We only used to do audio.
Yeah, exactly.
So I have to remind myself, we're not just doing audio. We're doing video.
So if you're talking to the audience,
they live over there. Yeah.
I'm over here.
Yeah.
But indeed, guys, do check it out. Please.
Support the cause. It's Ramadan.
It's the last 10 nights of Ramadan as we're filming this right now, beginning tonight. Got a little bit of a rainstorm about to move in, so I think that's a good place to finish it.
Yeah.
I love the rainstorms here in Malaysia. They're phenomenal.
Yeah.
I grew up on the water, so I'm not usually
a fan of rain. But
the louder, the crazier, the better. And it comes and it's gone.
And it's gone.
It's not like it stays for 2-3 days. So yeah.
It's funny though, because when you see the forecast in Canada and if it says rain, it's like expect the whole day to be a write-off.
It's done.
Here it's like 10-15 minutes and then the rest of your day is fine.
Yeah, you're good to go. As long as you don't get caught out in it without an umbrella.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You're okay.
We've been lucky. We have not had to use an umbrella once.
I mean, I did have to walk from one apartment block to the other apartment block to use the gym yesterday.
Yeah.
And it was like whatever.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah, it was all good.
So anyway, we hope you guys enjoyed the first episode of our podcast. We're going to be launching the next episode pretty much right away.
Yep.
Because we just want to give you a little sneak peek.
Yep. And guys, I will say episode 2 of this season is going to be discussing Omar and Hannah.
That's definitely not how the theme song goes.
It's pretty close. I'm sick. Normally it sounds exactly the same.
Omar and Hannah.
We are actually one of the creative minds, the founders of Omar and Hannah is going to be on the podcast. Yes. It's already wrapped. Discussing where did Omar and Hannah go? Because they've been gone for about 4 years, guys. I don't know if you noticed, but there's been no new episodes, as well as their new project, which we are super excited about, which is called Durio Plus.
Don't give away too much.
That's all I'm going to say.
You've definitely given away too much already.
Streaming service for Muslim parents around the world. Check. It's coming.
Just a little plug right there.
Little plug.
Plug it in.
All right, guys. Take care. Thank you so much.
We'll see you in our next episode.
For listening, watching, and we will see you next time. Assalamu alaikum.